Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're Diving Into Kind by Graham Alcott. Sophie, I gotta be honest, when I first saw the title, I thought, great, another book telling me to hug my coworkers. But this one surprised me.
Oh, same. I think we all have that reaction, right? But Alcott's argument is that kindness isn't about being nice all the time. It's about being strategic. He calls it a superpower, and honestly, by the end, I was convinced.
Yeah, he starts with this idea of a kindness deficit. We're all so busy and stressed that we forget we're humans. And that shows up in toxic workplaces and in how we talk to ourselves.
Exactly. And he's careful to define kindness. It's not just politeness or people-pleasing. It's a deliberate act of courage. It means actually seeing people, listening, and sometimes having the hard conversations.
Right? He brings up this concept of radical candor. Being kind doesn't mean avoiding conflict. The kindest thing you can do for a colleague is give them honest feedback, even if it's tough. Letting them fail just because you were scared to speak up, that's the real unkind act.
That hit me. It takes strength to say the hard thing with respect. That's not weakness. That's deep confidence. He flips the whole idea of nice guys finish last on its head.
And then there's the scarcity mindset. You know, the whole for me to win, you have to lose thing. Alcott says kindness is the ultimate abundance strategy. When you're generous with your time and knowledge, you build a network of trust.
And that comes back to you tenfold. It's not transactional, but your success is linked to the people around you. If you lift others up, you rise too.
Yeah, that's the part one actually pushed back on at first. I thought, sure, in a perfect world. But then he talks about micro-kindnesses, and it clicked. These tiny acts, like a specific thank you or acknowledging someone in a meeting, they cost nothing, but they build psychological safety.
And that's where innovation thrives. People feel safe to share ideas without fear of ridicule. It's the small stuff that creates a culture.
Exactly. But here's the thing that really got me, Sophie. He says the hardest person to be kind to is often yourself. I'm guilty of that. The constant self-criticism, the perfectionism. He argues that's not a driver of success. It's a driver of burnout.
Oh, totally. Self-compassion is the foundation. When you're kind to yourself, you have more energy to be kind to others. You stop operating from fear and start from abundance.
And he doesn't let leaders off the hook. He's got this whole model of kind leadership. It's not about being soft, it's about being smart. A kind leader trusts their team, admits their own mistakes, and creates an environment where feedback flows both ways.
Right, and that's a competitive advantage. In a world where products are commoditized, the human experience is the differentiator. Kind companies attract top talent, they're more innovative, and they have lower turnover.
He gives examples of companies that embrace kindness and saw their bottom lines improve. It's not just fluffy stuff, it's practical.
But he also warns about the kindness trap. Being kind doesn't mean being a doormat. He distinguishes genuine kindness from faux kindness, which is just manipulation or conflict avoidance.
Right, boundaries. You can say no with grace, have a difficult conversation with empathy, and walk away from toxicity without guilt. That's the assertive side of kindness.
And it's actually a productivity tool. Kindness reduces friction and collaboration, and being kind to yourself frees up mental energy for focused work. It's the lubrication that makes work flow.
So for me, the one thing I'm taking away is that kindness is a choice we make in every interaction. It's not about being naive, it's about being strategic. And the kind choice is almost always the smartest one.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper into these ideas, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. So, kind is really a manifesto for a new way of being. The most powerful force isn't money or power, it's human connection. And by choosing kindness, you're building a life that's both successful and meaningful. We'll see you in the next one.